For today on The Message, I want to talk about a question that has been coming up a lot in the last 3 days, and that is, when do you know that it's time to hire a coach? And it's crazy because it's kind of simple in a way, but it's also a little bit hectic or a little bit cloudy when you're trying to make this decision. And the easiest way for me to put it is, you know, take inventory of your life and be specific as far as, for instance, in the last year of my life, have I really gotten to where I want to be? Have I really met or exceeded the goals that I set out for myself? But you'll never get that true answer until you're 100% honest with yourself. And, you know, and I've talked about it because it's been a topic of conversation. I've talked about, you know, just being responsible for your actions and really deciding if you really want what's coming or to do the work to get you to where you want to be. And for the most part, when you're honest with yourself, you'll know. And if you can look back over the last year of your life and say, you know what, man, I've gotten to where I want to be and then some, then you're good. And there is, you know, obviously coming from a coach, there is no need. That's crazy for me to say, but there is no need. If you feel that every single aspect of your life is under control and you can be 100% honest with yourself that you are where you should be or further along than you should be, then you're good. But if you look back and you realize that you aren't where you should be, that you've wasted time, that you've pushed goals back because you feel like you just can't reach them. Sometimes you've even just removed the goal completely from your plan or from what it is that you wanted to do. And because you've done that, you've set yourself up for this continuous cycle of not reaching your goals and not being where you want to be. The original conversation I have with people that inquire about La Tribu and my style of coaching is I feel, you know, the question is always, or the comment is always, I feel like something is missing. And I think it's important to highlight the fact that the majority of people that come on, they don't have exactly a good idea or a good grasp on what that thing that's missing is. They just know something is missing. Or they've looked back and took inventory of their life, and it's clear that they're not where they should be. And they've maybe invested a lot of time, a lot of money, and not gotten any traction or any movement to get closer to where they want to be. And when you take inventory of even just the last year, some people even go the last three, you know, depends. Everybody's different. There are people that want to see movement and they want to reach goals in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year. And depending on the goal, obviously, if it's realistic, then yeah, you could do something in 30 days, in 60 days, in 90 days. It's all about perspective and what it is that you're trying to do. So to answer the question of when is it time to hire a coach, I would keep it simple and just say, take inventory of your life, and you know who you are, you know how you think, you know how you expect things, and if it's something that's realistic that you should have done in 90 days and you didn't do it, then kind of dig down and figure out why. Did you have the right systems in place? And if you did you have the right accountability in place? More often than not, one of those two things are missing. Either one, you weren't very clear on what it is that you were trying to get to. And it's okay. It's okay to not know what that goal is. It's okay to know that you want more, but you just don't know what it is that you want more of. And if you've answered that question and you do have clarity on what did you want to do, then why didn't you get to where you wanted to get to? And 9 times out of 10, it's because of the accountability. Because there wasn't, and I just said this not too long ago, and I repeated over and over again, because you didn't have somebody to check up on you to make sure that you were where you were supposed to be at any given day. So ask yourself those two questions. And if you've been thinking about a coach or hiring a coach, or is a coach even a good thing for me? then that's the simple answer of, like, you know you're seeking something else that you know you can't do on your own. And you can't, it's okay to not be able to do it on your own. The greatest people, the people that have had the most success, have always had somebody coaching them. They've already had somebody pushing them, holding them accountable, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing day in and day out. So I hope this clears up at least a little bit of that question of, when is a coach right for me, or when is it a right time for me to hire a coach? And if you have any more questions, you know, feel free to DM me. I appreciate all the questions that I get, whether it's specifically on coaching or any other thing. And I appreciate the feedback. So if you have any questions about that, go ahead and DM me. All my information's on the details of this podcast, and I'll be, you know, I'll be looking forward to reading them and answering them as best as I can. And as always, remember that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.